Joining me here in the KOVC studios is the head coach of your Valley City Legion baseball team, Mr. Chase Carpenter. Chase, thank you so much for your time here today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right. So let's see. It's still early on in the season. We've only played a couple of games. But what has impressed you the most so far with your ball club?
I think overall work ethic. I don't think I've had a team. Obviously, this is my third year head coach, so only had 2 years of experience there, but I have been here for probably since 2014. So it's probably the most work ethic I've seen out of a group of kids that's been around here, which I hope it stays throughout the whole season. It's easy to do at the beginning of the season, but if it stays, I think we got some good things coming.
Well, you know, the work ethic, obviously it should transfer over to the field, right? You guys played two games the other night. Offense busting out in a big way. 13 runs in the first game. You guys win that one 13-7. You sweep the doubleheader against Grand Forks. The second game, 15-5. Safe to say early on, the work ethic transferring offensively?
Offensively, definitely. Defensively, now that's another part that I think we struggled there. I don't think anybody was really happy defensively. There's a couple good innings pitching we had. A couple guys did pretty well. A couple others were hearsay, but I think defense, we definitely got to shore up, especially going into tonight.
Now, you're talking about shoring up the defense. Is that something that you feel like will just kind of quickly become less of an issue?
I'm hoping. I thought it would be a little bit better, especially when they had 2 months of spring season, but I couldn't tell if it was nerves. I mean, it definitely looked like they're hesitant making plays or throwing the baseball over, whatever it may be. So we worked on it a little bit yesterday. Hopefully coming in tonight, I know Castleton is going to be a little bit better than Grand Forks, so hopefully they sure that end up. We'll have a little bit better pitching coming into tonight, and hopefully our bats stay the same.
You mentioned the pitching staff. Who are the guys that really you can rely on to step in at big moments, and even your starters that you can rely on to eat you up to a couple of innings?
I was going to say, I think this year we actually have quite a bit, but our main ones are going to be Max Mayhus, Ethan Miller, our main starters there. Devin Thornton did a great job for us last night, too. And then out of the bullpen, and so he'll start as well sometimes, is Braxton Jorison. For the most part, he's going to be our guy towards the end, where better buckle up in one-run games, two-run games, seventh-inning type situations, where that's our guy that we want on the mound. So
I know at the high school season that just happened, I was talking with Coach Soderholm, who we'll talk about in a moment. He had said Jorison likes coming out of the bullpen, prefers coming on in relief. Obviously, he's got the arm to do it. We saw him mow away some hitters, especially in the West Fargo game in the EDC tournament. But if I can get back to Devin Thornton for a moment, here's a guy, he's a lefty, one of the rare lefties in the Valley City Baseball Legion in high school. Not the most power arms, but he's effective, and he pounds the strike zone, and he gets outs. If you could just talk about his outing the other day.
Yeah, I was going to say his outing the other day, and I kind of made the mistake. I probably should have started him. For the most part, I think he did pretty well. He walked a couple guys. That's the only time that I think I worry about him is just accuracy and consistency with that. But he showed me, obviously, during the game that he can be consistent with throwing strikes. And if we can throw that a fastball for a strike, then we'd be able to throw everything else. And he kind of kept Grand Forks off balance, and that's what we're looking for out of a pitcher. So, yeah, I thought overall he did well. Now, hopefully he keeps that up.
Most of these kids, Highliners, they go to school together. They play on the high school team together. The new coach for the high school this past season, his first season, was Coach Seth Soderholm, their varsity coach. Talk about how key it is, the familiarity between the two teams, Legion and high school, having Coach Soderholm on both coaching staffs.
Yeah, this is what I was just kind of curious coming into it, because this is my first year where I've had a little bit continuous of a spring season into a summer season, to where I have a coach that I can speak with during the spring season and I can kind of see where things are going. Obviously, I've been to quite a few of their games, as much as they could get in, of course. So as far as the playing wise goes, that's a little bit different. I think it's a different season for them. There's a little bit more expectations that's on their table. And you can definitely tell that first game a little bit nervous coming into it, which I thought would be different because of that spring season. I thought they did very well there. First time that we've won some games and won a region game in how long. So I expect a little bit different, but I think that it's just the expectation that's weighing down on them right now, and hopefully they get through that.
What is the difference? I mean, like you said, they just played together, made the EDC tournament for the second time in school history, the high school team. What is the difference with Legion baseball to high school baseball, where maybe there is some of that nervousness?
Yeah, I think overall Valley City's always been a Legion program town. I guess I think it was around 2008 when we finally got our Valley City Baseball High School going. So we've always been Legion. We struggled throughout high school, barely to win a game, even some a lot of the seasons. So coming into Legion, there's a lot of – we faced, for the most part, throughout 5-10 years, Class B towns, to where we fit in quite well, to where there's a little bit more of an expectation on us, to where a Class A team playing those teams. Now we've got a little bit of a mixture of, you know, Class B towns, and you have some – not necessarily JV Fargo teams, but there's a 16U team that most Fargos have, and then there's a 16 to 18 team that basically don't make their top team. But when you're combining a West Fargo and a West Fargo Cheyenne, they've got quite a few kids to go through, so they're very competitive.
I've heard the class size a little bit bigger in the city of Fargo compared to Valley City, so right. I'm sure that has something to do with it. Last season, your Legion Ball Club, you guys make the state tournament, had a good run. You have a good amount of those players back this season. Talk about the chemistry that's pretty much already there with your ball club.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think last year they really came on about halfway throughout the year. I think they saw that chemistry was a little bit issue to start, and that's kind of got shored up. We did some certain things outside of baseball that kind of got that shored up towards the end of the season to where we started to groove. And I think this year we're starting on a great note as far as chemistry-wise. We kind of picked it up where we left off last year. We lost probably three guys that were very key to us as far as athletic ability goes. But chemistry-wise, I think we're right there where I want to be right now. And it can get better, but I'm not sure how. As long as we kind of keep it where it's at, I think we'll be good to go.
Coach, final question for you here today. Is the mantra or the motto of the team this season for Legion, championship or bust?
Oh, that's a tough one, especially being in Valley City with our baseball team. I don't know the last time we've ever been a championship or bust. The one year we won it in 16, we came in as we had to play a play-in game just to get into the region tournament. We ended up taking second in the region tournament, and then we never lost a game in state. So we've never, I'm not going to quote a lot of people because I haven't been around that long, but we've never had a championship or bust season. So to me, to where we ended last year and the talent we bring back, it's not going to be championship or bust, but it's for sure a state tournament. If we don't get there, I think for me, myself, it's a failure. I didn't do them justice to where they ended last year. And the way they're working right now, and I saw their season goals, I think it's kind of state tournament or bust. And then once we get there, it's baseball. We never know. And I think they know that too. Once we get to that spot, hopefully, you know, we're clicking at the right time and things are clicking for us to where we can keep moving on.
Just get into the tournament, right?
Yeah, basically, especially with baseball. It's kind of different. So,
Coach Carpenter, thank you so much for your time. Best of luck to you and the team this season.
Thank you much.
All right, that was the head coach of your Valley City Legion baseball team, Coach Chase Carpenter.